Lesson 4C, Exercises 4 and 5. Speaker 1.
It all started with a conversation at a neighbour's party. I found out that the family who lived a few doors down from us, who are refugees from Sudan, were facing deportation, even though they've got two children at the local primary school. Our next-door neighbour had already written a letter to our local MP, but I decided an online petition might be more effective, so I put something on change.org. Within a week, we had over 20,000 signatures, although, unfortunately, it made no difference, and the family were deported a month later. I saw the father just before he had to leave, and was rather taken aback because he didn't even say thank you for trying. Oh, well, I guess it was a difficult time for him.
Speaker 2.
I got the idea from an article I'd read online talking about astroturfing. I run my own business. It's an independent bookshop with a cafe, and I decided to use change.org to try and raise my profile. So I started an imaginary petition demanding that my company should be allowed to take over all the cafes in public buildings, museums, galleries, sports centres and so on. I created all these fake accounts so I could add signatures to the petition. What I wasn't expecting was the number of genuine people who also signed it. But none of it really did me any good. It took ages to set up, and I didn't notice any increase in the number of customers at the shop. So it was all a waste of time, really.
Speaker 3.
When I heard that the local swimming pool was closing, I felt really upset, maybe because it had been so important to me as a child. My dad took me there every Saturday morning between the ages of about 6 and 12. And then I stopped feeling upset and thought, right, how can I stop this from happening? I soon realised that an online petition was my best tactic, so I set one up. I got quite a few signatures, but nothing spectacular at first. Then, to my amazement, the local news contacted me. They wanted to do an interview with me, so I agreed, and it went out on the evening news. Within a few hours, I had literally thousands of extra signatures. I think it was at that moment that I realised I was going to win.
Speaker 4.
If I look out of my bedroom window, I can see the tops of the trees over there to the west. That small area of forest contains hundreds of different plant and animal species, and none of it would be there today if it hadn't been for our petition. You see, the local council and the building contractors wanted to build 200 houses on that land. It would have ruined a beautiful piece of countryside and destroyed all the wildlife too, of course. After we'd set up the petition, we mentioned it to everyone we met when we were out with our dog. Other dog walkers mostly, they tend to care about this kind of thing. Soon, we had quite a few signatures, so the council had to take notice. I had a few unpleasant phone calls from the building contractor, though. I really wasn't expecting that at all. It seemed they would do anything to win. But they didn't succeed. And every time we take our dog for a walk among those trees, I get a warm feeling inside.
Speaker 5.
Looking back, maybe it wasn't the best way to make my point. But anyway, I'd had enough. This neighbour of ours kept riding his motorbike past our house every night at around 1 o'clock in the morning. Every night it woke me up. It was so loud. I didn't know what to do about it, so I decided to start an online petition. I knew who the man was because our next-door neighbour used to work with his dad. So this petition said that Michael so-and-so should be banned from riding his motorbike on our street. To be honest, I didn't get many signatures. In fact, I even got some criticism from a few people who said I was picking on this guy and being unfair to him. Can you believe it? Anyway, I guess I was never expecting it to work, so I wasn't surprised at the result. I just wanted to draw attention to what was going on.